You'll remember the story that is told of the disciples being in the boat and a big storm that has that boat just in the wind and tossing in the waves. And who do they see? They see Jesus walking towards them on the water. At first, they are so scared, they think it's a ghost. And then Jesus speaks to them. He says, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Another translation says, "Be of good cheer, it is I, don't be afraid." Oh my gosh, can you just see that the Savior, who's got the ability to walk on the water, is there if you just have your hand to reach out to Him. When it comes to your marriage, I want you to know your marriage matters to God. He wants you to say that doesn't matter how big that storm is, that you just have to look at the Creator who's got the ability to walk on water, to literally say to you, "Here, here's my hand." Because look at the next part of the story. What does Jesus say? Because Peter said, "Lord, is that you?" And Peter said, "Tell me to come to you on the water." So the desire in Peter's heart was to have the ability to be like Jesus. And the next word is what will change everything in your marriage. It's the word of what Jesus said next. You know what he said? Come. The invite to Peter, come. If you believe that you can walk on water like I do, look me in the eyes and you shall have the miraculous right in front of you. My brother and my sister, if your marriage is in stormy waters, if your marriage is hearing the hailing wind coming around the corners, it is time that you just hear the word, come. Come to the throne room. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is ready and willing where He can help you put your marriage back on track. There's no storm too big that He will be afraid of. All you have to do is to look up, look in His eyes, reach out your hand and let Him say, come. Grab a hold of His hand and walk on the water with Him. I just now decree and declare today the miraculous intervention of God in your marriage, that you will be able to walk on water no matter how big that storm has been, no matter how big the accusations have been against you, because He can make it pure and holy as if it's the first day of your marriage. I'm so encouraged to tell you that you just have to reach out. Listen to Him saying, come. The Lord Jesus is ready to serve you. Let the storm of your marriage be in the hand of the man who stills the water.